to a special Light the Lamp episode as we are joined today by Ryan Paling, who, as you can see, is on a Duffy boat in Newport Beach right now. But why is Ryan Paling joining us? Well, it's because he signed a four-year contract extension with an average annual value of $3.75. Ryan, congratulations. So excited for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, clearly you're already celebrating, so why don't you give us a little bit of background on the Duffy boat and how your day's going?
Yeah, no, I'm here with some family, some friends. They came in for the weekend, and I told Steve, like you said, I was like, can we do 5:30? He's like, yeah, I would like to do it earlier, and so I was like, well, I'm going to be on a boat. So, but no, these guys came in, and it just worked out where we ended up getting a deal done, and so yeah, just coming out here nice and chill, and you know, Anaheim's been so good to me, and I'm excited to be here for another 4 years.
Yeah, so it just all happened by coincidence that this deal got done and you had some family in town.
Yeah, no, it's great. So my two brothers and then one of my best buddies is they coach high school hockey together. And so they ended up not making the state tournament, which is this weekend. So they said if that doesn't happen, they're going to fly down here. And and then a couple days ago, we ended up talking to Pat, and now what transpired. So it was perfect timing to celebrate with them.
What was that process like in talking with Pat and getting this contract extension done for you?
Yeah, you know, for me, I think the biggest thing was just term, and you know, I've been everywhere, and I've been to a lot of different places. So for myself, I just wanted some sense of stability, and you know, I really enjoyed the area, and I think that everyone in the Anaheim organization has treated me so well. So I enjoy that part, and then also I just love where the team's headed. I mean, you know it best as I do that the amount of young talent that we have is just, it's so much fun to watch and also just to be a part of and be around. So I thought it was a perfect fit for me. And so, yeah, just having my agent kind of deal with that. And then we ended up getting on terms pretty quick. And yeah, I'm glad it all worked out how it did.
So awesome. And for you, I mean, you've previously talked about how by the time you got to Philadelphia, you know, you started to feel more comfortable in that locker room. Was that transition here to Anaheim kind of similar, or what was that like for you? And now looking back at it.
Yeah. I mean, looking back, I think it's very similar, but I think the biggest thing, like right away, I was pretty shocked. Like I enjoyed Philly so much, and I felt like it was like a home in a sense where I got so close with the people there. And so for me, it was a little bit of an adjustment period, kind of more so in the summertime. But the moment I got here, I think that kind of it switched it instantly, you know, with the weather and then the team doing so well and just how the people are, I think it was kind of more the same. So again, like I said, I couldn't be more happier to be spending four more years here in Anaheim.
Yeah, taking advantage of that weather right now. You are on your on your day off too, which is just awesome. In looking at this team and your role with the team, especially as of late, very noticeable in some of these games. But how have you gained some confidence in, you know, your role with this team?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is the coaching staff. You know, when the coach shows trust in you and puts you out there in big moments, whether it's down a goal, up a goal, whatever the case may be, I think it also helps the player. But on top of that, it's just knowing, like, it doesn't have to be me. You know, like, we have so many guys that, I mean, like I said earlier, the young talent we have, you know, they're going to do their part. And so for me to just jump out there and do the best that I can, knowing that the guy coming out too is going to do the same thing, I think is kind of the best thing for me. So just trusting myself, trusting the players around me, I think has helped me a ton.
You talk about that term, and I have to think back to, you know, a guy like Jackson Lacombe getting a longer term deal too. So you know what's coming ahead for this team. You talk about, you know, the youth and what's to come for this group. Of course, a big part of that decision for you too, and just knowing that stability going forward.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the fans should be just so excited. I mean, you watch these games and you just can't believe these young guys that we have, how young they are and how they're already doing so well in the league. So to have Jax be as young as he is, Leo Cutter, obviously, and then Beck's coming up. It's just, it's so impressive to see these young guys perform, and just knowing that Anaheim, the city and the organization's in a great spot for years to come.
Talking about the fans, they got pretty excited the other night with your goal against Winnipeg. You know, looking back on that one, I mean, did you go back and watch that highlight? I'm sure you got some messages too.
Yeah, no, it's always a fun one to remind yourself that sometimes you can still do stuff like that. So obviously a little lucky with one of the bounces off the skate, but no, I was glad I was able to do that.
As you kind of look ahead, you know, getting this done now and going into the rest of the season, a little bit of a sigh of relief for you, I'm sure, as you look ahead to what's coming down, you know, down the pipeline of the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's so demanding. I mean, with the Olympics now, everything's kind of condensed into such a short period of time. So for me to just be able to relax and not worry about the contract stuff, I think it's just able for me to focus and play on the games, I think is going to be just so important for me. And I mean, the rest of the guys too. I mean, it's, we put ourselves in such a good spot, and you know, we just got to continue to play. We've been playing.
Do you have more expectations for yourself coming with a contract like this and knowing you're going to be here for a while?
Yeah, I think that's part of the job. You know, like you sign something like that and you enjoy it and realize that you deserved it. But at the same time, you realize that you're obligated to do more for the team and for the community. So that's something that I also look forward to. And, you know, it's just part of the game.
Now, this is fitting that we're chatting before you guys are taking on Montreal, the place that you began your career. I mean, it's kind of serendipitous in that way.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty crazy how life works out that way. But, you know, it's a place that, like you said, where I started out and I was such a young guy and I learned a lot throughout that city. And I'm thankful for the fans and the place that it holds in my heart. But yeah, hopefully we can beat them tomorrow, because it always feels good beating a team that you used to play for.
For sure. Awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Ryan. We're so excited for you. 4 more years here in Anaheim. Enjoy the rest of the beautiful day. Enjoy the Duffy boat and your time with family.
Yeah, we will. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.